Report.
Yes, this week marks 30 years since the opening of Expo 86. And all this week, the News 1130 Midday Show is interviewing the major players who helped pull it off.
Today, we continue our series live with former Premier Mike Harcourt, who was mayor of Vancouver during the fair. Thanks so much for joining us today, Mike.
My pleasure, Amelia.
So how did you initially feel about Expo coming to Vancouver?
Well, I was open until I saw the financial record that was being put forward was just horrendously off. And so I was pretty negative about the financial implications for the city and a few other big issues, like what the heck are you going to do with the site afterwards? And we just had two recent experiences in Montreal where the Montreal Olympics, the mayor there at the time, John Drapeau, said there's as much chance of a deficit as a man becoming pregnant. And he made medical history. He became pregnant with quintuplets with a $1.2 billion deficit that Montreal just paid off. So I was really concerned about that and the city on the hook for a quarter of the debt. And I was concerned about the site. What are you going to do with it afterwards? Because Expo 67 was a great success in Montreal, but an eyesore to this day. And the issue of transit. I mean, we had a crumbling bus system and nothing else. So there were a lot of big issues that we had to get at, and we did.
And how did you end up reconciling some of those feelings ultimately?
Well, we solved them. We got the city off the promissory note. The $600 million deficit we ended up with, the federal government picked up $200 million of that with the building of the trade conference and cruise ship facility. And the province got rid of the almost $400 million deficit by starting Lotto 649. So that took the city off the promissory note, and we were able then to get on with building a new Canby Bridge and a series of other initiatives to promote tourism and really be a positive player that because those big issues were resolved.
Mike, we often hear how different of a city Vancouver used to be in the 70s and going into the 80s. How do you think Vancouver has changed since Expo 86?
Oh, a lot, Amelia. I grew up in Vancouver in the 40s, 50s, 60s, when it was a pretty gray provincial Presbyterian town. You know, archaic liquor laws and not too exciting a city. But I think with the stopping of the freeway along our waterfront in the late 60s, early 70s, and the new team council that transformed the inner city and brought in a livable city idea, that accelerated with the huge exposure that Expo gave Vancouver, and people saw what an exciting city, undiscovered city that Vancouver was. So I think the world came and as somebody said, stayed. Our trade conference, cruise ship industry accelerated dramatically. Investment from Asia, in particular, increased, accelerated to a certain extent by the Tiananmen Square massacres in the late 80s and the transfer of Hong Kong to mainland China. So it was a catalyst. Expo was a real catalyst that it was an artistic success and a huge success for Vancouver.
Well, let's jump off one of the things you said there about it being a catalyst for foreign investment. Do you have any thoughts on the current state of real estate in the region?
I sure do. I think it's a tragedy that our young people can't afford to live in Vancouver. It's the big issue aside from finishing our transit system, you know, the Broadway line and 3 in Surrey and some other transit improvements and affordable childcare. The lack of affordable housing for a lot of people, whether they're poor or even professional, is the big issue. And I think there's a variety of solutions from taking action against some of the more venal practices that we've been seeing in the paper and you guys talking about on WX and elsewhere, and getting on with creative approaches to provide affordable housing.
All right, and to wrap things up then, Mike, would you view the foreign investment as a negative legacy of Expo? And if so, what is the positive legacy left behind by the World's Fair?
No, I don't view foreign investment as a negative at all. I think foreign investment coming in and building the Concord Pacific, I think Terry Huey and the gang there have done a fabulous job in cooperation with the city. I think the investment coming in to build up our high-tech sector, foreign students coming here and staying here with their skills, all these are positives. The negative is when you get greed and fraudulent practices, and you get absentee owners of neighborhoods that become empty. I think there's some negatives there that we need. We can fix them, though.
All right, but on the whole, then, Expo was a positive, though, when we look at stuff like infrastructure left behind, though. You'd agree.
Expo was a positive, and so was the 2010 Olympics. And I went, whew, when both came and went, because we, as a city, were able to keep our AAA credit rating. We didn't get ground down by debt and eyesore sites like Montreal or Athens or other cities that have had these big things. And at the end of the day, with the positive publicity that came from Expo 86 and the 2010 Olympics, huge increase in tourism and trade conference and cruise ship activities, and a lot of incredibly important infrastructure that we take for granted now, like the rapid transit line, like the new Cambie Bridge that the city was able to build, like the fifth of our downtown that Concord Pacific Lands is. It's being redeveloped and being a catalyst for development in Yale Town and Downtown South and elsewhere. So we got a lot of big positive benefits, a trade conference and cruise ship facility. And the same with 2010, where we got the second rapid transit line, the Canada line down Cambie, underbuilt, by the way. It succeeded at expectations. And we were able to get the $600 million improvement to the highway to Whistler, which is a $2 billion a year tourism golden egg, and a number of sports facilities that came on board, you know, skating rinks at UBC and the Speed Oval at out at Richmond, the curling facility by Queen Elizabeth Park, and a hugely increased trade conference and cruise ship facility that was the media center during 2010. So the city of Vancouver is an example. I think it's an understated plus that we were able to hold these big events, that they were successes, and benefit from them in the long term.
All right, Mike. Appreciate your time this morning. As always, let's leave it there. Mike Harcourt, mayor of the city of Vancouver at the time of Expo 86 and later the premier of British Columbia. We thank him for his time. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be speaking with former Premier Bill Van Der Zandt about his thoughts on Expo 86. We've also got a great cache of photos up at news1130.com.